to Yemen now and New York, where the UN Security Council's first talks on the crisis in Yemen ended yesterday without an agreed public statement. Diplomats saying Russia objected to taking action in Yemen. And there have been more clashes. Protesters still demanding that President Ali Abdullah Saleh step down. Three people died, dozens wounded in the unrest yesterday. More than 120 people, it's estimated, have been killed in the protests in recent months. Joining us now is Hakeem Al-Masmahri, editor of the Yemen Post, joining us live from Sana'a. Hakeem, first of all, what's the latest today, and what's the reaction in Yemen to the Security Council non-decision meeting yesterday?
People are shocked and did not expect the Security Council to stay quiet after the deaths of over 140 people over the last month and a half. People expect some strong reaction and confirmed stance by the U.N., to put pressure on Saleh not to kill innocent, peaceful protesters. This did not happen. That is why the opposition and the youth protesters today called for a civil disobedience throughout the country, halting and stalling all action in the province of the country. Today, in the next hour or so, there will be massive marches expected to pass 2.5 million people throughout the country demanding the fall of the regime. Protesters here do not feel that they have lost the revolution and are with a strong will, feeling that if the UN or international community does not involve itself, it will be forced to march to the presidential palace before forcing everyone to agree that Saleh must step down, because they will take from the palace and march towards him.
All right, we're talking with the editor of the Yemen Post, Hakeem Al-Masmahri. If you couldn't hear him on that sketchy line live from Sana'a, Yemen, he was saying that there was shock, at least in his view, by people in Yemen that the UN Security Council made no decision in its meeting yesterday. He suggests that perhaps 140 people have been killed in unrest over the last several weeks, and that people are going to respond to the UN Security Council's lack of decision by getting into the streets again and perhaps marching on the presidential palace. Hakeem, I was sort of recapping what you're saying there because it's difficult to understand you, but what is it about Russia that seems to slow down the Security Council taking action? It's blamed on Russia not wanting the UN to intervene here.
Russia has some of the most important vital investments in the country, and is a very strong importer of weapons to Yemen and the oil field and the gas field as well. So Russia does want interest in the Yemeni markets even after the revolution takes place, and it fears that its existence will be harmed if the Saleh regime falls. That is why it is sticking to the stand in ensuring that the regime is not overthrown and that if any change takes place, it will not harm its interests.
All right,
so if there's more interest for Russia, that is why they are sticking on their stance with helping Yemen.
Hakeem Al-Masmahri explaining why Russia is objecting to the UN Security Council intervening in Yemen. React, Hakeem, to the Gulf Cooperation Council talks over the weekend before we go. 30 seconds.
The GCC is very worried that if President Saleh is overthrown, any of the Gulf countries could be next. The Gulf countries are kingdoms, whereas democracy does not have any stance. So if Yemen, one of the Gulf countries, does overthrow its president, there's a strong chance that the Gulf nation kings will also be overthrown.
All right.
That is why any revolution in Bahrain or Yemen would be stopped or would not be allowed to take place.
Hakeem Al-Masmahri, editor of the Yemen Post, with analysis of why there's a deep freeze politically in Yemen as the protests continue. Hakeem, thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.